نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected qurra, huffaz, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children, and esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, honorable listeners, tonight we will focus on four different issues. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, and we need to do certain actions. Action number one is tonight, tomorrow morning, we should try and read Surah Kahf. We all know what load shedding does here in this world. Imagine if there is load shedding in the year after. What will happen to us? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-noor ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will bless that person with noor, with radiance and effulgence on the day of from one Friday till the next Friday. This is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. So each one of us, my brothers, should make a concerted effort that we read the entire Surah Kahf. If for some reason we cannot, then at least read the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, last 10 verses. In that way, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Usima min fitnati Dajjal. We will be protected from the trials and tribulation of Dajjal. That will be difficult time, testing time for the entire ummah. Only Allah will protect us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnati al-masihid Dajjal. We should be making the dua and begging Almighty Allah for protection. Second one, my brothers, if someone has to ask, we want to give a gift to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last week, Thursday night, the Laylatul Jumu'ah, I was in Medina Munawwara. Jumma we read there, Alhamdulillah, Hada min Fadli Rabbi. To see the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. What is the best gift? The best gift on the best day of the week for the best of Almighty Allah's creation is Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His authentic hadith, honorable brothers, sisters, beloved children, Akthiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday. As I mentioned, this is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So that is the secret, Durood Sharif. We heard this word when we were youngsters. What is the meaning of Durood Sharif? When you have a farm, mashallah, in Vellam, Tongat, you have farms, and you expect a bumper crop, bumper harvest. So that is Durood. So when we read Salawat, salutations, Durood Sharif upon the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the reward we will get and receive and obtain is much greater than the bumper crop and bumper harvest. So keep our tongue moist, inshallah, with Salawat and Durood Sharif. Third one, my brothers, that, mashallah, there are many qurra, many huffaz in this majma. It is the night of Laylatul Jumu'ah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I read and then I forget. I learn and then I forget. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Oh Ali radiallahu anhu, on the night of Friday, that's tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha. So read four rakat salat like how we read the four rakats before Zuhr.
So what must you do? First rakat Surah Fatiha and then Surah Yasin. Second rakat Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan is chapter 44 of the Noble Quran. 24th Supara, 24th Juz. Third rakat Surah Fatiha, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. This is the sequence taught by the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the last rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, I read it, then I have to make dua. Fama nasitu ba'du. In future, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave me such a retentive, powerful memory, I should not forget. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and it is known as Ba'ubab ma ja'a fi du'a'i hifzil Qur'an. The dua and the method the person should be reading, you my youngsters, you are 2 Jews, 5 Jews, 10 Jews, 20 Jews. So at least one night, tonight or next week, but later tonight inshallah, read this 4 rakat salah. And if you don't know these surahs, then look inside the Quran Sharif, read it out of salat, and then read 2 rakat salatul hajat after that, and make the intention, Ya Allah, make this Quran Sharif easy for me. Make this hifz easy for me. So that is the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So see how many things we can do. So that is the first part, my brothers, that we should make qadr of Jumu'ah. And we should be the ones, not last in the masjid and first out. Then the Quran Sharif speaks about the munafiqeen and hypocrites. We should be the first one in the masjid, especially for Jumu'ah and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. Second one, my brothers, we all know about the rain and devastation here in Durban and in other parts of the world, Mozambique and so many other areas. What lesson do we learn from this, brothers? Almighty Allah speaks of rain. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. He, Almighty Allah, sends the rain many a time to places where people have become disillusioned, disappointed. They say, finish now, no more rain will come. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, sends the rain. After people are now really disappointed, disillusioned, وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. Allah scatters His mercy. Allah called rain His mercy. So never say, why so much rain and why this? We never question the authority of Almighty Allah. Understand this big point here, my brothers. This is something we need to understand, and then dil ko tatolna hai. Thereafter, we need to do some introspection and reflection as well. When a calamity, musibat come, we know some Muslims passed away, and young and old, may Almighty Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. They have become shuhada. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ghariqu shaheed, wa sahibul hadmi shaheed. People who drown, people who pass away, a wall has fallen on them, some accident. So they passed away, they are shuhada and martyrs, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And the families, Allah Jalla wa Ala, give them and grant them sabr-e jameel. They know what they have lost. But for us, my brothers, sisters, we need to understand, why does a calamity befall us, individually, collectively, globally? It falls upon us because of 2 reasons. One, a person is doing good deeds. We're trying our best. We're trying our good deeds, righteous deeds. Now the calamity comes. Remember, that is a test and a trial from Almighty Allah to elevate the rank and status of that person. See Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, so sick and so ill, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the fish. All these were trials and tests to elevate their rank and status. So never make a statement and say that calamity comes, it's always punishment. Yes, it is true. When the individual or the collective ummah or community, majority of us get involved in vices and sin. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha and said, that that will happen. She said, أَنُّهُ لَكْ وَفِينَ صَالِحُونَ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we perish and get destroyed whilst we have pious people in our midst? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثِ When the vices and the sinning becomes predominant, this is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So each one of us, my brothers, think of ourselves. What's happening in our homes? What's happening to our families? So when the vices become predominant, Almighty Allah gives us one sabak, one lesson. Sometime rain, sometime we see hurricanes, sometime earthquakes, different ways. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Almighty Allah lets us taste the smaller punishment, not the bigger one. Allah is giving us a sample example of His power. 1 minute, 1 second, 1 moment. Look at what I can do. You have the ocean here and see the amount of rain coming down. What can people do? What can technology do? What can our safety measures do? Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. So therefore, my brothers, Allah is sending these type of conditions so that we come back to the right path. It becomes a blessing in disguise. And that is the biggest lesson we should be taking and learning. Second lesson, whilst it's raining, say, Allahumma sayhiban nafiya. Ya Allah, make the rain beneficial rain. And when we find it's raining too much in our area, everything was taught to us by Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will we say? Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain, but not upon us. Send it to the other areas where there is an acute shortage. So many parts of the world, they need rain, they require it. So send it there, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. All the hadiths are authentic. Then my brothers, the rain has stopped like now. So what do we do? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. The rain has fallen upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So we make shukr and we are grateful to Almighty Allah. Every day learn one sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To learn one sunnah, my brothers, Surah 3 verse 31. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to humanity, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. You know it's drizzling. You know it's starting to rain. Just take your hand out, your palms, your fingers. Let few droplets fall. And you say these 3-4 words. Hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi. Hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi. This is the latest bounty, the latest favor that came directly from the mercy of Almighty Allah. You don't have to go to a refinery. You can use it for wuzu. You can use it for ghusl. You can use it for drinking. Pure water. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. Oh Allah, I thank you for every droplet. And this is your latest bounty. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bring the sleeve Mubarak up so that more water and droplets could fall on the Mubarak hand of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Master would say alayhi salatu wasalam, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. We do that, we become the beloved of Almighty Allah. You like stories, come and tell your stories. You youngsters, they say, nah, he's speaking, we want to hear one story. You see, our South Africa, we have a lot of potholes. There, from where I come, we got GP. Some people don't call it Gauteng province, they call it Gangster's Paradise. Then we got MP. You don't mean everybody is a member of parliament or something. So if you ask the people living there in MP, then they'll say, Makulu pothole. You understand? Big craters, big potholes you'll find. So today we sat in the plane, First time in my life I experienced a thing like that. So that steward or whatever they announced, they said the plane is delayed. So they did, now we worried. You see, and we don't know how long. Why? Because on the tarmac they found one pothole. So this is our... Not only on the roads you find pothole, even where the planes have to take off and taxi and everything, there also you find potholes. So better make special dua for our Junubi Africa. You understood? You find a lot of potholes everywhere. So that's why we got slayed. But Alhamdulillah, Allah brought us in time with afiyat. Alhamdulillah. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that. Now, the lesson. You see, when you travel in this world, see brothers, big lesson for us. So you go across the border to Zimbabwe, there's Victoria Falls. So we've been there, you've been there. You see the moon, and now you take your wife for honeymoon. Let's go Zimbabwe, Victoria Falls. So now when you go nearer and nearer, to chinte parujate. So now the splashes of the water fall on you. You and your wife look eye to eye, and then you're so happy. Then see that the splashes came upon us. Then you say, let's go to America, Canada. So we want to go to Niagara Falls. Now, Canadian side is beautiful, much more beautiful than American one. So, and we saw both sides with Allah's help. So if you go there, subhanallah, magnificent spectacle to observe. And if you go there right near, then you just see the volume of water. Then what you see? The splashes of water hitting you. Then you go to Iguazu, one side Brazil, one side Argentina. Then the waterfalls they call Iguazu. With Allah's help we went to. My brothers, we go to all these places. So when I was there in Brazil and Argentina, so these brothers with me, I said, come, it's Ramadan. I said, let's go nearer and nearer. And we raise our hand. And what we're going to say? We read the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, the people came here thousands of kilos and miles to get the splashes of water. We came here, Ya Allah, not to get only the splashes of water. We want your splashes of mercy, Ya Allah. اپنے چھینتے برسادے ہمارے اوپر. So this water rain that is coming is a sample, example of the mercy of Almighty Allah. And now we are on the verge of entering the month where it's a wholesale, remember mercy of Almighty Allah. That is the lesson me and you must learn, my youngsters, all of us. Now, we learn from here that two, three things we need to do. When it rains abundantly, abundant, tawbah, istighfar is required. Ya Allah, it is because of our vices, our sins, that so much damage is going on in most cases. Ya Allah, we beg of you afiyat, safety, comfort, and give out charity. Brothers, daily make it our habit, cash or kind, wandering, touring, whatever. See how Almighty Allah will protect us from various types of calamities through His grace and mercy. Now we come to our topic, my brothers. From now till Ramadan Mubarak, what are we going to do? We know it's just about 10 days left. I can give you the announcement for you now. Not this Sunday, next week Sunday. The following Sunday will be the 30th of Shaaban in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid Al-Aqsa. So next week Sunday night, especially those brothers, sisters, people going for Umrah, you should take cognizance of this so you don't make a mistake. So definitely, because in Islam you can't have more than 30 days. They one day ahead of us. So next week, Sunday, will be 30th of Shaaban. Sunday night, Taraweeh will start in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. And just today I received the jadwal, the entire timetable for all 30 days. Who are the readers there in Makkah Mukarramah? The first reader will be Sheikh Saud Shuraim, Hafizahullah. So imagine Sheikh Saud Shuraim. Do you know about him? Sheikh Saud Shuraim became a Hafiz in 6 months. And today is one of the world readers, best readers. So subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala chooses whoever he wants. Then you got Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili. Do we know Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili? Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili's mother is Indonesian. You, my mothers, is not only time to make samosas and bhajiyas, it's time to cry also. Sheikh Mahir's mother, Indonesian, used to cry to Allah, mere bachche ko hafiz bana de, make him hafiz, ya Allah. Allah accepted. Make him alim, ya Allah. Alim. Make him imam-e-haram, ya Allah. Allah made him imam-e-haram. See, a mother's dua. Allah, there's no limitation, my brothers. Me and you got limitations. So, Allah se maangna hai. You come Madina Munawwara, he's going to start the Taraweeh first night also. Sheikh Ahmad Talib. You know who Sheikh Ahmad Talib? Last week, Jummah here, Fajr he read. So when we were there, Sheikh Ahmad Talib's father is Pakistani. Sheikh Ahmad Talib's father is Pakistani. Mother is Arab and all, but father is Pakistani. Subhanallah, father make dua, mother make dua. Today is Imam of the Haram and Masjid Nabawi and is performing to make Taraweeh. So this is how Allah gives honor, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. So brothers, Taraweeh will start already, Ramadan will start in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa next week Sunday night. Then the Monday, that will be the 6th of May, so that will be the first Saum and first Siyam in the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. For us, if the moon is sighted Sunday night, then Alhamdulillah, Sunday night will be Taraweeh and then Monday. But the chances of that happening are very, very unlikely. We have to scan the sky. We have to look for the moon. So 90% what will happen is, in South Africa, Monday night will be first Taraweeh, and then Tuesday will be the first Saum and first Siyam, the 7th, right, of May. Now, so you got an idea. Now the question I'm posing to you, O listeners, from now till Ramadan, what must we do? There's so many actions we can do if we want to. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You know, in the Arabic language, you need to understand the finer points, the nuances of the Arabic language, then to appreciate the Quran and the glory of Quran. Lawadittu means al-mubalagha fi tamanni. I have an ardent, strong desire. Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, it is my ardent, strong desire. Every member of this ummah, male, female, adult and child, you must by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. I appeal to you, bajis, kalas, uncles, aunties. Now you can't become hafiz of the whole Quran, maybe because of memory or whatever. You got so many other taqazas and so many other needs and requirements, whatever. But why don't you become a hafiz of Surah Yasin? Surah 36, and what it is? 83 verses. Today you start. So inshallah, by Ramadan, every day two verses. In Ramadan, before Eid, you will know whole Surah Yasin. How happy Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be with him. Because this ummati of mine made one wish of mine, one desire of mine, he fulfilled it. Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Mulk. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said same thing. You want reference? Go open Tafsir ibn Kathir for both and you will find it there. So my brothers, this is the first message I want to give you, that those of us who are hafiz, alhamdulillah. Those of us who are not hafiz, make a concerted effort. Ramadan Mubarak, fasting is a duty, and Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Always remember that. That's one point. Second point, most of us, I don't say all, but we have qada fast. So when are we going to keep all this qada? When they ask Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast so much in Shaban Mubarak? The Master alayhi salatu salam, various answers. One answer, ayyurfa amali wa ana sa'imun. That I love to fast during this month of Shaban because I want my annual audits. my annual deeds for the year to go up whilst I'm fasting. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the precedent for this ummah so that we must know there is an annual audit also. There is daily, there is weekly and annually as well. So another reason, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, we, the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable mothers of this ummah, we used to keep our qaza fast during the month of Sha'ban. Imagine. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha say this. So before Ramadan starts, so we know we kept all our qaza. So brothers, it's very easy to keep nafil fast, but Allah is not going to question us regarding nafil. Allah is going to question us regarding that which is compulsory too. So always like, third one, start with our qaza of salat as well. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. One of the first things we will be questioned on the day of justice, is salat. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So that's number three. Fourth one, brothers, we live in South Africa. We know what is happening. They're expecting another big increase of petrol next month, that is May. We know we've got elections also. Allah make easy, protect everybody. Then you're going to have another increase. My brothers, poverty is rife and rampant. Study the akhlaqi mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Wa inna judahu akthar min ar-rihil mursala. The Master alayhi salatu salam was so generous during this month of Ramadan, more than a hurricane wind. In Arabic, the Shaykh, the Imam said, if you understood Arabic, ma qala la illa fi kalimati la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not use the word la, did not tell a person I can't do for you, except in the word kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word la to show that the month of Ramadan become an asset to humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. So if you don't want to give large quantities, give 1 rand, 2 rand. Look at the majority of population, how they are living. So brothers, let us, Muslim, zakat, Muslim, sadaqatul fitr. But our ordinary voluntary charity, our ordinary lillah, so that we can give to non-Muslims also. So brothers, every day, make this Ramadan 1440 a month of targets. Every day I will put a smile on somebody's face who never expected it from me. Today our mothers, sisters, when I lecture to them, I tell them occasionally, just take 10, 20 rand or so, or 50 rand, Allah give tawfiq, and give your maid, your domestic. Even she, the lady, will say, today Makoti really woke up from the wrong side of the bed. Understand? Because Makoti makes us work and work and underpay us. But today maybe she made some mistake somewhere. You understood? So she's giving us some extra. So I must remember this kind of thing. So that is what we have to do, brothers. We have to show our Islamic Muslim akhlaq. Remember this. That is what Nabi alayhi salatu salam was teaching us. Next point, my brothers, that Maulana requested I should speak to the youngsters who have come today just now regarding Ramadan. Let me just give you 2-3 things that we normally overlook and we don't practice too much on it. Sehri time, we will have, mashallah, we will have our toast, we will have our curry, we will have our egg, our cereal, all. Wonderful. We're just bringing our breakfast earlier, basically. So one sunnah we are leaving out, the hadith in Abu Dawood. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. The best suhoor, the best sehri you can have is dates. So make sure from now you buy the dates and tell your wife, oh honey, oh darling, make sure that on the dastarkhan, on the table, that every day, not only iftar time, but suhoor time, sehri time, also there must be dates. We must make our homes a madrasa. where we are bringing alive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next one, my brothers, be honest. You married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. Did you read the Quran Sharif to your wife? How many of us read Quran to our wife? You see, where I can read Quran Sharif to my wife will take out all the mistakes. You understood? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan used to read Quran Sharif to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to read to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a sunnah we need to revive. So no angel is going to come to me and you. So read to your wife, let your wife read to you. Read to your children, let your children read to you. Read to your brother and your... Not only for the youngsters who are making it, becoming hafiz, for all of us. Go open Bukhari Sharif, you will find it. So that is how you call it Muzakaratul Quran. So you read and let that person, you read and interact with somebody. I read to my wife and she will read to me. So that is how we should be reviving the sunnah of the Master alayhi salam in our homes. We go outside now, we can see all the beautiful stars. When we read Quran Sharif, subhanallah, the malaika are seeing the stars here and giving report. This house here, they're reading Quran. That house, they're reading Quran. The stars are shining because they are reading Quran Sharif. So that is how we revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Next point, my brothers, simple du'as. You must read this. Must, I don't mean farz now, but I'm telling you, moral obligation. When you wake up sehri time, I'm not sure your Durban timetable and whatever, I'm just giving estimate. So let's say, example I'm giving, let's say that 5 o'clock, you understood, your sehri time ends. I'm not sure, I'm just giving example. 5 o'clock, your suhoor time, sehri time ends. So before that, you have to take out 3 minutes, 5 minutes. For what? In your house, in solitude, you are in the room, your wife in the room, your husband, your father, mother, children, everybody, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Who can't do that? Imagine what Allah says, my brothers. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. The pious people are those at suhoor time, ashar, sehri. At suhoor time, they're making istighfar. And when you make istighfar, listen to what Quran says. The ahadith got too many, but I'll just speak from Quran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not punish a person or a nation as long as they engage with istighfar. It is a repellent against punishment. Imagine. What a great bounty from Almighty Allah. So everyone make a timetable, my brothers. There are 3 minutes, 5 minutes in our house, we will make istighfar. We waste so much time on our phones, on the TV, all haram business, and so many other haram things. Take out the 3-5 precious minutes. What Quran says? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ Make istighfar, Allah will give you beneficial rain. Not destructive rain, beneficial rain. We all love wealth. There's no person who can tell me nowadays, we're speaking of nowadays. We all, 99%, 1% you can make istisna, exempt. So Allah says, وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ Allah will increase your wealth also. Your account in this world, account in year after, both are benefiting. Imagine. Wabaneen, Allah will bless you with good children, inshallah. These are the worldly benefits, Quran says. وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Almighty Allah will bless you. Remember with the gardens of Jannah and the rivulets and the streams of Jannah. Beyond our perception and comprehension. That is Almighty Allah on istighfar. How can a day pass in Ramadan and we never made istighfar? And we awake. We know no one misses easily suhoor sehri. The children also want to partake of suhoor. Whether they fast or don't fast, half or whatever, but they normally don't wake up. So create that environment in our homes, man. Make the intention that we will read, make one khatmul Quran in, inshaAllah. One khatmul Quran. But Allah's help, I'm Hafiz. So I was there in Makkah, Medina 4 or 5 days. So I told my wife, in this 4 or 5 days, we'll make Khatmul Quran. When you make Khatmul Quran and just raise your hands and see the du'as you make and the mercy comes of Allah. So my brothers, we are not al-Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i was a giant. At the age of 7, he was Hafiz. At the age of 10, he by-hearted all Muwatta Imam Malik. Hadith Kitab. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in one Ramadan, daytime, entire khatam of Quran. Nighttime, another khatam of Noble Quran. On Imam's Musalla, another khatam, 61 khatam in one Ramadan. And I'm not saying how me and you read, you know, ya'alamun ta'alamun business. Half the words we just eat up. No, properly. So you must remember. So these were great people. So my brothers, each one of us, set yourself the target. That is how, inshallah, we prepare for Ramadan. Next one, my brothers, now Mawana Abid, mashallah, our Imam, sir, he requested and said, I should speak to the Hafiz a little bit here. We are having a dedicated program Saturday night, inshallah, in Hilal Masjid. But I'll raise few points here. Maybe some youngsters can come, can't come, and so forth. So it is important for everybody as well. And tomorrow, Jummah, inshallah, will be at Avondale and Musalla, and at night, inshallah, after Isha Namzinto, and Saturday night, inshallah, in Masjid Hilal for the his program in conjunction with Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. Now, all of you, parents, children, whoever, this are my children. What's your name, beta? Mahmoud. Your name? MashaAllah. Your name? Saifullah. MashaAllah. See all these flowers here. When I was in New Zealand, all the children, they used to sit in front. So I asked them, why you sit all in front here? They used to like, come quickly, you know, all sit in. Say, no, we like the stories you make, you understand? You make nice story and nice joke for us. Our father don't tell us jokes, so come here to masjid and listen to one nice joke and all this. So, bacha bichara wati. See, all you children, youngsters, mashallah, you're going to make imamat. So what are you going to do before that? Ramadan is starting, your Taraweeh is starting. So what are you going to do? First thing, you go to your father and your mother. And you kiss their hand. You kiss your father's hand, mother's hand. Today's youngster is 20, 30 years old. You say, I kiss my girlfriend. We have to kiss my wife, my mother. Kiss girlfriend, 100% is... Say, no, I feel shy to kiss my mother. Shaitan, to kiss mother is sunnah. And to kiss girlfriend is haram. To kiss for haram, that he considered to tikche. You understand? Very good. And what he's supposed to do with them? So do it this year. Go to your father, go to your mother, kiss their hand and say, Father, mother, I'm standing on the musalla. Musalla is who? Is what? Is musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not ordinary place. So you make special dua for me. When you're in the Haram Sharif, Sheikh Huzayfi is Imam of Masjid Nabawi now for 40 years plus. One day, we were there, in 2 rakats or 4 rakats, he made about 15 mistakes. So when you ask people, this man is Mukri, Imamul Qurra. If you take the Quran Sharif in the Haram Sharif, it was written there by Sheikh Usman Taha. So we met him also, mashallah. So if you look at the back, the Mushrif, who was the captain of the whole team, to supervise every letter, every word is written correctly, was Sheikh Huzayfi Hafidhullah. But Haybatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makanun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They reading in a place where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So sometimes you can go blank. So many things can happen. Only Allah can help us. Remember this. So go to your parents, number one. Number two, go to your teacher. And if he's here in Durban, you go personally. Difa, you contact him by phone. And say, Ustadji, please make dua for me. Without your Ustad's dua, you won't make it. Remember that. Imam Abu Hanifa. Do you know who Imam Abu Hanifa? They call him Imam Azam. There's a book called Tariq al-A'zamiyya. Because of this, Imam Abu Hanifa's house was here. His Ustad Hammad's house was there. He says, not one day I can remember between me and my ustad's house was seven streets, seven roads. Not one day I can remember I took my leg and I stretched my feet in the direction of my ustad. You see who is ustad? So you go to your ustad and take your ustad's du'as. Then see how far you will go. Third one, you have to ask your heart. Istafti qalbak. What is my intention? I'm going to make Taraweeh. Then the people will say, wah, wah. You read excellent. Others will come, you read too fast. Others will come, you read too slow. Everybody got a story to make. So what you going to do? You must speak to Allah. Ya Allah, let me read the correct way. Let me read in a manner that is pleasing to you. Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. This is authentic hadith, open Musnad Ahmad. This Quran Sharif will bear testimony for me or against me. It will give evidence for us or against us. And then remember your Paki Safi, your Imam. You're reading namaz now is alone. Tomorrow hundreds of people are going to read behind you. Don't just make wuzu like this, quick. You must make sure you make proper wuzu and you're going to make dua. There is a shaitan. Shaitan is every step. What is the dua to protect ourselves from that shaitan? What we have better? How many fasts you kept last year? You? MashaAllah. All? MashaAllah. How you used to break your fast with Halim? These imams, they want to have Halim and they come on the Musalla, then Alim comes out. So you must remember this. So then you hear the stomach also making lot of sounds, you understood? So I'm not saying don't have halim, but don't have too much, then you're going to have a problem on a musalla. So therefore, imams, and for all of us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-N, is a hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lil wudu'i shaytanan, يُقَالُ لَهُ الْوَلَحَانِ. That for wudu, there is a shaitan, and that shaitan will come make waswasa. Your stomach will make now noise. Wind came out, didn't come out, is it stuck somewhere? Lot of things happen. You understood? So you must remember this kind of thing. And you the imam, what you going to do? So ask Allah. You got it, all you youngsters? So you have to ask. Salat time come. The people phone me on the radio, Mufti sahab, in our masjid, the Imam sahab read Taraweeh 3 rakats. And now, must we repeat it or what must we do? I say, Imam sahab make mistake, I understand. What were you all doing? All went for Buzur, all went for Mi'raj. He made mistake, there were 20, 50, 100, 500 people. Where were you? Everybody's fuses got blown. Imam got confused. What? Your fuse got blown. So you see, it's hadith in Sahih Muslim. So what is the hadith? That shaitan's name is Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. Muhammad Salim Asmal, please come front. I want to see you. So Khinzab. So mashallah, you must remember that. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. That is the shaitan's name, you must remember, that causes talbis iblis. It's a hadith. That person reading salat, la yadri kam salla, he doesn't know how many rakats he read, he doesn't know which surah he read, he get confused, and you must remember the fuses get blown also in the rush. So remember, we got the two duas. For wudu, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Walahan. And for Salat, I seek your protection from Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. This is an authentic hadith. Then next one, remember you, O Imam, give out some charity. That, Ya Allah, I'm going on the Musalla. Ya Allah, help me, assist me. So I can read properly, by my quarter, my half, whatever is my portion, I can read properly and so forth. Thereafter, there are many masail regarding the Taraweeh, Salat and so forth. So inshallah we'll discuss most of it there in Masjid al-Hilal inshallah on Saturday night. But one, two important ones I'll tell you. When the Hafiz goes into ruku and his imam, he goes into sajda, he's not reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He's not reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. He's reading from where must I start? I know I also performed, I'm still performing Taraweeh. But my Taraweeh now men one vote. You know, his election's coming. My one man, one vote, I'm in front and my wife behind me. Sometimes she take out mistake also. I say, how you took out? You see, last year you made the same mistake. So you must remember, she's not Hafiz or nothing, but she's used to all the mistakes. So you must remember these things here, that, so we must be very careful regarding these things here, that we ask Almighty Allah to make it easy and help us and assist us, inshallah. So my message to you, Hafiz, Imam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nuhitu. Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we go into ruku, it is showing our humility to Almighty Allah. We go into sajda, it is a sign of our submission, surrender to Almighty Allah. Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been prohibited from reading Quran when I'm in ruku and sajda. Yes, if it is du'as like Rabbana atina fid dunya, Rabbana zalamna, that's fine. I'm not speaking of that. But now you want to start qala al-malau, lan tanalu al-birra. Now you're already reading that in ruku in your mind. You're reading that in your sajda. And then you just make, therefore you will see sometimes they make long sajda and sometimes short sajda. There's very little consistency because he's thinking of where I must start. You understood? So it's not right there, Jafis. Remember that. You must read Subhanahu bil Azim, Subhanahu bil Allah. If somebody calls us a crook, they say, you're a crook. Tell me. We feel very offended. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's the biggest crook. The one who steals in his ruku and he steals in his sajda. And we the imam, and we steal it. Don't try and please people. That's a big mistake we make. Don't try and please people. You see, when I used to come from school, so they all say, Wallahu alam, I was very young. They say, Damalio, you understand? They say, Damalio came. You understand? Tufanio, he came. He don't make trouble again. So we had our shop, we had our house, and we had a fowl run. You know, chicken, that hawk in Afrikaans we call. Now you Durban people, you don't understand Afrikaans. They say Damas and Yera, they say Dames here. You understand? They think of Dames there also. You understand? In Afrikaans they say Damas and Yera, woman and men, men and woman. So anyway, so I used to go open the hog, the fowl run, all the chicken run away. So my mother used to say, again you're troubling in this. So I know what to do, because now you learn the trick. So you just catch the mother. Catch the mother and you put inside. So slowly all the chicks will follow. You see? Mother is inside, we please Allah, the creation will turn to you. You understood, brothers? Okay, brothers, we come to our end of today's talk. May Almighty Allah reward our Radio Al-Ansar and our Sirius FM and our Markaz Sahaba. Alhamdulillah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we have received the capital group, MashaAllah. That they brought in some receivers of Markaz Sahaba. So you can contact them, mashallah. But every program now, tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, we will give out one receiver to one person. And who will be the lucky person? Mashallah, there is one sister, one lady. She is, her name is Amira. She contacted me about 2 years ago. And mashallah, her son embraced Islam and she embraced Islam. Today, mashallah, he's learning surah, becoming hafiz, all that. So our sister Amira, that we're giving you this receiver, and it is compliments of Markaz Sahaba and the capital group. You make dua for Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, and the entire team of Markaz Sahaba. And for all of you, mashallah, make dua for the ummah. Don't forget the ummah. Me and you're going to eat 7-course meal, 10-course meal. There are children in Syria. There are children in Palestine. There are children in Kashmir, there are children in other parts of the world, Yemen, that they don't know where they'll get their next meal. So at least think of them, brothers. So when we make dua for all of them, our refugees, our people who are in jail, just because they're Muslim. So remember that we make dua for all of them now also. Allah Jalla wa Ala bless us now. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. We thank our Mawlana Abid Khan, all the trustees, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal and Hafiz Basa and all of you, and our Haji Sahib Asmal. So we can't forget him also. So mashallah. Jazakallah khair to all of you. We got 2 minutes left or so. Let's make dua inshallah. So inshallah I'll hand it over to our brother Muhammad Salim, and then he'll hand it over to you, sister Amira, and inshallah they'll install it for you also, inshallah. Let's make dua together, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.